Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder.
We're back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you to go on our website, download our app. Download our app or go to the Apple Google Store or just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. We're going to pitch it to Luke, my friend Luke, co-host. He co-hosts with Brian, the Luke and Brian show, Dueling Tangents. Luke has a weather report for the Madison area.
Yes.
Luke, what's going on over there?
So we got a little bit of snowfall here in the Madison area last night. A lot of western Wisconsin as well. So Gene and Eau Claire, if you're listening, I'm sure you probably got a lot more snow than we did. But we got about a quarter inch, maybe a half an inch in some areas of the Madison area as well. So a little bit slippery road conditions this morning for anybody getting on their morning commute. Hopefully you take a little extra time. Go slow. The Beltline is clear, so some of the major throughways are already cleared out this morning. But some of the back roads, even the one leading up to the studio here on the west side of Madison, those ones aren't plowed yet. So just be cautious, drive with care, and make sure you're just not driving like a total crazy person this early in the morning, because it is the first snowfall, so people are going slow. Be cautious, be courteous. And that is the weather update, Matt.
Thank you very much, Luke. And Luke and I agree on the Packer game, which Packers won 24-22 on Christmas Day, thanks to four Christmas presents from Baker Pickfield. Baker Pickfield threw four picks. And if he hadn't done that, that would have been a tough game. But Luke's idea, my idea as well, is we did fine in the first half, except it was all on picks. We got to pick up our game. We got two more games to go. We got to win them. It's got to go to through Lambeau to the Super Bowl. But to win the Super Bowl, we can't expect we're going to get four picks, right, Luke? I mean, we're not going to get four picks.
No, the Packers have like an insane stat too, though. They're practically undefeated in the last 30 games when they win the turnover differential. So most of the time, you don't get gifted four interceptions. That's that was kind of a Christmas Day special for the Packers defense. But yeah, the second half didn't look so great, so I'm hoping that they can, you know, make sure the offense doesn't stay stagnant in the last 30 minutes of the game. And if we can play the way that they played the first 30 minutes of Saturday all the time, then we should be in good shape. But the Vikings had our number earlier this year, and Detroit just beat Arizona last weekend. So Arizona was the 2 seed in the NFC and lost to Detroit. So these last two games are pretty crucial for figuring out the seeding for playoffs. And I hope that the Packers can put it away and, like you said, make it through Lambeau for the road to the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. And you know something? They got to pick up their defense to the run. I mean, they really do. They got their tackling, and they'll look at film. Obviously, they'll look at film.
But yeah, but our nose tackle.
One guy was averaging 7 yards a carry.
Yeah, Dean Lowry has been filling in nose tackle, though. And so once we get our defensive line back, I think we should be all right. But yes, the last couple games, our defensive line has been struck with COVID. And once they're healthy and they get back, I think we'll be better against the run. But also, the Browns are one of the best rushing attacks in the entire NFL. And I don't think that they got a Nick Chubb, I think, rushed in the first one. But regardless, it was you're right. We give up too many yards on the ground. But hopefully, when we're all healthy, that won't happen anymore.
Amen. There you go. But thank you very much to Baker Pickfield for four picks. Baker Pickfield. Okay, now we're going to go here in Wisconsin. And this is really, I mean, Gableman, Bigfoot. Bigfoot was sighted in Chippewa County. He came out of the woods in Chippewa County, and he went to a Republican meeting, Bigfoot. And he came lurching in. And this guy is a diplomatic genius. He goes, Kathy Bernier should resign. In other words, their legislator up there should resign. She's the one person in the Republican Party in this state with guts. Kathy Bernier is conservative. She's a Republican. She's a traditional Republican. However, Kathy Bernier was a clerk up there, administered elections, and Bigfoot comes in. And he goes, Gableman goes, well, you know, everybody's crooked as a dog's hind leg up here, probably, or we got to look at it anyway. And Kathy Brenner's going, well, I know Agnes, and I know Edna, and I know Myrtle, and I know Mabel. And they're not crooked as a dog's hind leg. They do this a couple of times a year, and it's sort of a social thing, and they're as honest as the day is long. So Bigfoot speaks with a forked tongue. And then he attacks her right there in her own constituency. And she was talking about possibly retiring, not resigning. But you know something? I don't think she should. I don't think she should. And this is a message to Kathy Brenner. Do not be forced out by Bigfoot. You know what you should do? Run for governor. Run against Rebecca Clayfish. You know, the Republican Party badly needs some guts. It badly needs people with integrity. I don't care if you're Democrat or liberal, whatever you are, whatever you are. Do you believe in the Constitution? Have you read the Constitution? Do you believe in democracy? And I'll say this to Kathy Brenner, if she got up in a primary against Rebecca Clayfish and said, I believe in democracy. I may not like the fact that the Republicans lost the last election here, and I voted for Trump, but the fact is he lost. He flat out lost, and we're going to move on. And there's nothing wrong with our elections. Our people are as honest as the day is long. And we are not putting up with Bigfoot coming in here and Voss and everybody else messing us up. She would win the primary. She would win the primary. So think about it long and hard. But then the other revelation from Gableman, who's really becoming sort of like a Frankenstein. And let me tell you something, just so we know the history of it. In the novel Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, in the beginning of the 19th century, 200 years ago, she invented science fiction. I mean, she really did. She is the inventor of science fiction, just the way Jane Austen was the inventor of the romance novel, just the way Edgar Allan Poe is the inventor of the mystery. So these things had to be invented. These didn't come along. In Frankenstein, Frankenstein was the name of the doctor, not the monster. Dr. Frankenstein created, they just called him the monster. But for shorthand, they've been calling the monster Frankenstein. Well, Gableman is not Frankenstein. He's the monster. And, you know, Voss is not Frankenstein. Trump is Frankenstein. Trump insulted Voss, bullied him. So Voss, who's his devious little assistant to Trump, he's the one who hires Gableman. And here's what Gableman said up in Chippewa Falls, up in Chippewa County, after he attacks Kathy Brenner, who should run for governor in the Republican primary, and just knock Rebecca Clayfish out of there. Here's what he says. He goes, I'm about to spend more money. Oh, really? You're going to spend more money? What is it, coming out of your pocket, Jack? Coming out of Voss's pocket? Maybe it can come out of the donors. Maybe this Elon character down in Illinois, or maybe Diane Hendricks in this is all chump change to them. But you're going to spend more than $676,000 of our tax dollars? Yes, a lot more. I'm going to spend a lot more till we get to the bottom of it. But really, to get to the bottom of what? What are you getting to the bottom of? You're getting to the dregs. You're getting to the bottom of the barrel is what you're getting to. But he actually said that. He goes up there, Chippewa County, calls for their legislator to resign, attacks her. And then he says, I'm going to spend more money. Is anybody out there in the Republican Party who is an independent who thinks that tax dollars should not be spent by political parties on their little partisan witch hunts to try to get publicity for themselves and stir up doubt? Anybody think it besides me? I think it. And I'm a Democrat. How about a Republican or an independent out there? These are state tax dollars. $676,000 is a lot of money. They go, oh, well, you know, out of the many billions, tens of billions, what is it? Chump change? No, it's not chump change. That came out of Wisconsin taxpayers. The average taxpayer might pay a couple of grand a year in state taxes. Some people a couple of hundred bucks, some people more. If you just flush it down the toilet like this, just for the heck of it, and you have Bigfoot going around the state doing this, this is wrong. This is very wrong. This party is not the steward of our tax dollars. This party is not the steward of our tax dollars. The Democratic Party right now in Wisconsin is the steward of our tax dollars. Evers' budgets have been very fiscally prudent. Walker and Clayfish, their budgets were fiscally imprudent. Imprudent. Walker's the one who signed on a napkin a deal. He had no idea what he was doing. He has no expertise in business deals. He should have hired an expert, but he didn't. And he committed up to $4 billion to a Chinese company. And that company now is getting just under $30 million this year for what? For creating about 570 jobs. Hey, wait a minute. There's a lot of companies around the state that create a lot more jobs than that. And they're not getting Jack. They're not getting Schneider. They're not getting nothing. They get nothing. You know, Miller Brewing gets nothing. Northwest Mutual Life gets nothing. None of these people, Johnson Controls, they don't get anything. Plus a lot of smaller companies. And they get what, almost $30 million for creating 570 jobs? $30 million after they have already stuck us for about $1 billion for site preparation and everything else? What? And this is the Republicans? And the Duchess of Foxconn said this is a good thing? And the Duke of Foxconn, this Walker, is so unpopular he can't even come back into the state, much less get reelected. And their chief running dog, fellow traveler Voss, is pushing Foxconn. They come right out and say they're wasting your tax dollars on Gableman, on Foxconn. They come right out and say it. They laugh about it. They boast about it. They double down on it because they know that with a gerrymandered legislature, they can keep control. And now the Republican Supreme Court has just ensured we'll have a gerrymandered legislature for another 10 years. And you're sitting by watching this. A gerrymandered legislature will get its mitts on your tax dollars and transfer them to Republican donors and Republican and businesses who are groomed by the Republican Party. We want private enterprise. Create 576 jobs. Make a profit, Jack, and do it on your own dime, Jack. Make a profit and do it on your own dime. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.